6 more weeks in level 5 lockdown are now on the cards is the lead headline for the Irish Independent, above the story that ahead of a meeting of the Cabinet's COVID-19 committee next week, it has emerged that ministers are considering an extension of the higher level of coronavirus regulations until just before St. Patrick's Day. Level 5 until March is on the front page of the Irish Examiner too, while the Irish Times leads on the story that government ministers will consider proposals to introduce mandatory quarantine for passengers arriving into the state without PCR tests showing that they are COVID negative. This comes after NPHET said the existing pre-flight tests were not enough and the EU mulls a ban on non-essential travel between member states. Hospital staff go without vaccines is the front page story from Craig Hughes in the Irish Daily Mail, with detail that nurses and doctors will have to wait at least 2 weeks for a jab if they've not already been vaccinated, as scarce supplies of the shot are redirected to nursing homes. And on page 3 of the Irish Times, Jack Power reports that a study of workers in St James's Hospital in Dublin and University Hospital Galway has found that healthcare assistants are more likely to be at risk of contracting COVID-19 from patients in hospital than doctors and nurses. The study examined the levels of antibody evidence of COVID-19 infection among healthcare workers in both hospitals. It found that 15% of staff in St James's and 4% of hospital staff in Galway had antibodies. In both cases, the figure was higher than the number of confirmed positive cases, meaning it's likely that many were working without knowing they were infectious. Elsewhere in the Irish Times, Carl O'Brien reports that the Department of Education is understood to be exploring whether to allow individual special schools to reopen on a voluntary basis, but that there are concerns that such a move would be divisive and antagonise school staff unions. And in that paper's comment pages, the General Secretary of the INTO, John Boyle, writes in a column on the ongoing standoff that parents must trust teachers over reopening schools. He writes that criticisms are an occupational hazard for any trade union seeking to challenge government plans that fail to assuage reasonable health and safety concerns. However, he adds, it has gone too far when we see our members lambasted for asking questions that all of society should be asking. The Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Star both give front page coverage to the jailing for 10.5 years yesterday of 52-year-old Daniel Kane for repeatedly attacking his former partner. He's the first man to be convicted of the crime of coercive control. Across the papers this morning, tributes to the Olympic runner Gerry Kiernan, whose death at the age of 67 was announced yesterday. The Examiner on its front page describes him as a mullet-sporting font of wisdom. And in what The Independent says appears to be a world first, the story that Bohemians Football Club has enlisted a climate justice officer for its backroom squad. Sean McCabe takes up the role and has been dubbed Greta Thunberg with a beard. The move has had mixed reaction from fans, some positive, but some accusing the club of pandering to hipster notions.